Test 7. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. You hear two people on a current affairs program discussing a Super Bowl advertisement.
I'm not sure if any of you watched the Super Bowl ads this year. As always, there was a mix of some exceptional ads, some mediocre ones and some downright terrible ones.
Yes, I saw quite a few of them later on YouTube. I must say, there was at least one ad that I really hated.
Let me guess. Teleflora?
Exactly. What were they thinking?
For the sake of those who haven't seen Teleflora's ad, it featured a woman in an office who receives a box of flowers in front of her colleagues. When she opens the box, the flowers begin insulting her. Something like, "Look at the mug on her. You're a train wreck. Go home to your fat, stinking cat." The ad then finishes off by suggesting that you should buy Teleflora's flowers in a glass vase to prevent insulting the person.
Personally, I'll never use Teleflora after seeing this horrible ad. I realise that the Super Bowl's target audience is, for the most part, men, but I have to believe that modern men would also find this in bad taste.
To think they paid $3 million in order to lose customers.
You hear an interview of a woman discussing New York designer Zac Posen at New York's Fashion Week.
We're here in Bryant Park in the heart of Manhattan for the opening salvos in the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. It's chilly 4 degrees this February afternoon, but inside the tent behind me, it is definitely hotting up. The precocious young designer Zac Posen has just finished showcasing his fall collection. To discuss it, I'm joined by famed London fashionista Beverly St. Germain. So, Bev, was it a hit or a flop?
Oh, it was a tremendous hit. I loved it. His designs are so romantic. So old Hollywood glamour and chic. Silk and chiffon dresses drawing inspiration from nature like seashells and raffia palms. It's the kind of work you expect from an alumnus of St. Martin's College of Art and Design, which has produced so many creative talents over the years, like John Galliano, Stella McCartney and Alexander McQueen. However, unlike his peers, he never went to work for one of the leading fashion houses. With backing from rap mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs, Posen started marketing his own line of jeans and hosiery right out of college. Maybe it's a sign of the times. The fashion industry is entering the new marketing era.
You hear an interview with the painter Paul Rimington, who lives in Helsinki, Finland.
On today's Art World, we're in Helsinki, Finland, joined by artist extraordinaire Paul Rimington. Paul originally hails from Sheffield, England, but has lived in Helsinki for over a decade. For our listeners, we've set up a link to Paul's website, paulislost.com, so you can see his artwork. So, Paul, you've developed a reputation in Finland for your wild and imaginative abstract paintings. Is painting your favourite medium?
Yes, I love liquid colour and what it can do for me. I began painting about 18 years ago when I first attended Sheffield College. In the last few years, I've been taking painting into other areas of contemporary art. For example, I've been making sculptures from paint using found objects, recycled paint objects, and repetitive applications of paint. At the moment, I'm working on a commissioned sculpture for a private collector.
Do you still see yourself as a British artist?
Sheffield is a working-class city, very industrial. You can say there was a direct influence from my working on a production line as a young man to the mechanical and repetitive way I apply paint. I wouldn't say that I'm a British artist anymore, but I'm not Finnish either. I don't think it's easy to be a foreign anything in Finland. But as an artist, being foreign has its advantages. My work seems foreign to Finns, so it stands out from the crowd.